Just like my photography teacher used to say, we can teach you processes, but we can't teach you how to see. Either you have some capacity to do that, but when we'll say spiritually, the reason a disciple you make connection with a guru is to get the eyes to see, to get to be initiated into subjective seeing. I'll give you an example from another one of my teachers, my biology teacher. He announced on the first day of class, you know this story? Anyway, he announced on the first day of class, he said, I'm going to teach you biology in such a way as when you wake up in the morning, you're going to see biology. When you brush your teeth, you're going to see biology. When you eat your breakfast, you're going to see biology. When you go to the bathroom, you're going to see biology. And he was right. When we started hearing from him and his concepts, our life was the same, but there was this new awakening of seeing the biology when you brushed your teeth, when you went to the bathroom, when you ate your breakfast. Rishi comes from the Sanskrit word drishi, which means to see, to observe. So a real spiritual agent is an observer of subjective reality. This is what a guru is. An observer, gyaninas tattvadarshina, an observer of subjective reality. And as Srila Guru Maharaj will say, and from that plane, what they've observed is passing through their consciousness to you in the form of mantram or revelation. Then putting yourself under the guidance of such an agent, you're now in connection with revealed truth, as opposed to objective truth, objectively verifiable things, which are just agreed upon. It's a consensus of agreed upon norms of this world. If we say kilometers or miles, spiritual agents, Prabhupada's favorite expression, transparent via medium, they're mediums, they're curating a spiritual experience. So what they've observed in the subjective world, they're the agent or the medium for expression of that in the objective world. So depending upon their locus standi or their GPS, where they're located, not only geographically, but historically, they'll find the ways and means among that population, where they're situated, to translate revealed truth into something that's accessible to the local people. You may not need to understand, let's say, art. They just keep seeing what they know is the real thing, the substantial, the higher stuff. Keep exposing you to that, giving you some education along the way, and the day will come where you'll have an epiphany, and what they see, you'll be seeing that. That's why the Veda Guru Maharaj said, it's not as important to understand the meaning. Keep hearing. Like we sing the songs every day, we hear a certain slogan over and over again. Keep hearing. We read Gita over and over again. And then, at a certain time, we add service. You can't be antagonistic or envious of the teacher or the agent in spiritual life. In the material world, you might despise your teacher and get the knowledge of the information. Spiritually, that doesn't work. Therefore, respectful approach.
Attitude.
And actually, really, it's true materially for the most part. When a child goes to school, you tell them, put full faith in your teacher here. I know my own experience. The first nun I had, my first, Sister Paul's. We thought, Sister Paul's our teacher. We believe everything she says without hesitation, without doubt, without suspicion. So the transmission is very rapid because of that depth of belief. Then went to another grade, second or third grade, and Sister Paul wasn't there. There was another sister. And at first, I was upset because I had so much faith in Sister Paul, I couldn't understand why she's not teaching me Where's my first grade teacher? And they said, no, no, this is, she'll be teaching you here. Then I learned to accept that teacher, give that faith, and this is the way of progress.